You know, nowadays, if you're in this business, mm-hmm. you have to be on socials.
Yeah.
It's like become part of our job.
Uh-huh. I know. It's wearing on me, man.
Yeah.
I just God. I don't think I'm very interesting these days. No,
it wore on me like 10 years ago when social media was like first coming out.
When Jeff was on MySpace.
I know.
This is too much.
I've tried 8 friends. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
How many times have I changed my wallpaper?
Like, seriously. But more than ever, like Jose now spends half of his day coming up with reels for our Instagram.
Yeah. Dude, and I've been getting endorsements. I'm eating like free lunch today, and I have a free lunch next week. I got a free haircut.
Okay.
You should get on
it's
it.
It's actually working out for
it's
you.
It's actually working out amazing for me. I love it.
Alexis, who's our social media coordinator, is working hard. Copying Digital Jake's posts onto our other accounts, which that counts as doing your job.
You know how long I have to wait for him to post them, guys.
Come on. Poor Alexis.
I'm very organized.
Every morning, Brooke logs on to her AOL to check her horoscopes. So she's doing her part, too.
You've got mail.
Not to mention me.
My mom hits me up there, okay?
Yeah.
On IM.
You know it.
And, you know, I'm probably doing the most work with the song of the week.
No, you're not.
No, you're doing well.
Oh, wow, thank you. Look, did you hear that? Yeah. I'm the only one that got applause out of the entire group.
Well,
man, it is hard carrying this show.
Is it?
Oh, no, bro.
My shoulders are sore from carrying everybody. Brooke, you want to come massage my shoulders
not
a little bit?
Not at all.
I will.
I'll strangle you if that is that.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Okay. That'll probably go viral on TikTok, too. Yeah. But because of all that, our fastest growing platform is TikTok right now. Jake, do you know how many followers we have at the moment?
I think it's 138,820.
But it's more impressive to talk about.
We got a lot of love.
But I'm wondering, are we losing opportunities to make ourselves some quick cash? Because one TikToker named Brandon Edelman is making a decent chunk of change right now with way less followers than we have.
Okay, what is he doing?
Here's a clip of him explaining how.
You can make money off TikTok when you hit 10,000 followers and you can join the creator fund. It all depends on how much views and likes your videos get. The bulk of your money will come through brand deals and brand sponsorship. In the last month and a half, I did a brand partnership with Amazon Alexa, MyFaceSocks.com, and GoPuff. I also did a dating show with Get Snack App, hosted my own event at a local bar in Philly, and created my own profile on Cameo. And between all these brand partnerships and the TikTok creator fund, I made $10,500.
What?
Whoa.
$10,000.
Whoa.
That's
a nice
more
chunk of change.
What?
I know. We're not making that type of money here.
We're making nothing off of, well, unless the salespeople are making money and pocketing it, we don't know about it.
If Brandon Edelman can do it, then we have to be able to do it.
That's true.
Jake, what are we doing wrong?
Everything.
Okay. We're going to work on trying to make ourselves some money here, figure out what we're messing up on.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
anybody got any tips, text in. Yeah. 7592.
Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while you sing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose, you're going to draw a name out because you had the shot caller last. Who'd you get?
I got Jeff, Thick, and Thin.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Something different than blood, though.
Yeah. Interesting. I'll put on the shot caller while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shot caller question of the day.
The Great Resignation has been happening for months now, where people are leaving their jobs at higher rates than usual, and many listeners are hoping that people on this very show do the same thing.
Totally.
Well, a new survey asked 5,000 people who quit their jobs why. And I need you to identify the four most common answers people gave for why they left their jobs in no particular order.
First one's super easy.
Yeah.
Just don't make enough money.
Yeah.
Oh.
Low pay.
See, the first one.
Brooke, I've never not made
Can't
enough
relate
money.
To that.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Brooke's like, working with too many uggos.
Yeah, Brooke
had a different I need a prettier
you guys are dumb.
Environment.
No, I remember in our office, okay, when our boss said, okay, everybody's back to the office, no working from home. That's when we had a big influx of people quitting
people
when they didn't have that work-life, you know, balance. They couldn't work from home anymore. There was no flexibility.
Work-life balance.
Or like flexible hours.
Yeah, I would just say hours because a lot of people hate that they can't make this show or they can't pick up their kids anymore.
Yeah. Or take long vacations.
Yeah, exactly.
Work from home.
Okay.
So if you're working like late nights or early mornings.
Is that so?
Or just having to go to the office 8 to 5.
Okay, so I have two locked in right now. I have not enough money and you're working too many hours.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the question one more time.
You don't think okay.
A new survey asked 5,000 people, why did you quit your job? and I have the most common responses from that question. I need you to come up with the top four, but to make sure none of you quit mid-question, I'll toss you a lifeline. Tell me a number between one and four, and I'll tell you what's behind it.
Let's do number four.
Number four was the pay sucked.
Number four. Wow.
Wow, that's way down there. Okay.
I still think, because you have too many hours, I think that that's different than not being able to work remotely.
Yeah.
Aren't people sick of working remotely now, though?
No. Three of my friends switched to jobs just to work from home.
Absolutely love it, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's so it makes your life, like, you can get things done.
I feel like you get lonely.
I would ask, hey,
you're
bro,
right, dude.
I would think about like your boss. I know so
I
many
think that's
people,
good
or
too.
Just coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
People will leave because it's
bad
a one coworker. Yeah, the environment, like just the staff alone.
Your
like,
coworkers
yeah.
have like a bad sense of fashion, and like it annoys you to see how poorly they dress.
Why are you looking at Brooke?
I'm just saying. He's been calling me Hobo Jim all day. So.
You're in a beanie, Brooke.
You're in a great beanie.
What's wrong with that?
We're indoors. That's okay.
We're indoors.
Hat on.
All right.
You're gonna fight the weather right now, bro.
Okay, so I have, you don't make enough money, you have a horrible boss, you work too many hours, and the last one is...
You can't work remote, dude.
I don't think the working remote is in there. I don't think people are that into it.
If you're just tired of it, like, customer service people, just tired.
She had three friends that switched jobs just to work remotely.
That's true.
But I like actually what she said before that, which was, I'm tired of it. Like, you don't care about your job. Like, you're not passionate about what you do.
But you would be if you got paid more, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Liked it.
That's going to be my last one. No passion for the job.
Ooh, I don't like that.
According to a survey of people who recently changed their career status, here are the top four most common reasons people are quitting their jobs. Number four was in your lifeline. That was the pay sucked. You got that correct.
All right.
Number three was management or your boss sucked or didn't care about you.
Okay.
You got that right.
All right.
Number two was people being overworked or working long hours.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's three out of four. And the number
am I about to quit this job? I just said no for me, though.
And the number one most common reason people say they're quitting their job was they were not motivated or burnt out.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
That counts.
I thought that was wrong,
Oh, my God.
Great job.
That was teamwork. I like the people that I work with. I'm going to stick around. All right, well, since
we
got it right,
no.
Digital Jake's going to get shocked, and while he does, he's going to be singing Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
All right, Jake.
My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe, when I'm not with you, I lose my mind.
Take it home.
Give me a sign.
What should we do?
Hit me, baby, one more time.
That was so good.
Dude, even Brittany's proud of that moment.
There it is. Shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The other day, Brooke took a video of herself eating Chipotle, and it almost got 63 views online.
I was like, wow, Brooke.
Why are you going to come at me like that?
If you went to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok, my song of the week from last Friday got over 1 million.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Wow.
Were you
also
eating a burrito?
Brooke, how does that make you feel?
Why do you gotta...
I feel excited for you. I feel happy for you.
It makes you feel like you want to step up a little more, doesn't it?
Oh, dang.
Did it again. Just did it. Anyway, but no, the reason I bring this up is because maybe the most bizarre thing about that TikTok I sang, which if you didn't know, was dedicated to all the underappreciated construction workers of the world.
Yeah, but the overappreciated ones, it didn't go to them.
No, only the underappreciated.
The ones we praise.
Yeah.
There was kind of a fight in the comments section of the song on TikTok.
Really?
Why?
And it happened because one line in my song where I sang, "The concrete I laid is perfectly paved."
Yeah.
And
apparently, Tucker 1996 took offense to that.
Uh-oh.
And he wrote, "Concrete isn't paved."
Oh. I mean.
Oh.
Then Exiah 14 replied with, "Well, pave means to cover, so yes, actually, you can pave an area with concrete."
They're going off!
So now we're getting into the semantics of it all.
That comment didn't sit well with Tucker, who hit back, "You pour concrete, you don't pave it."
Oh, yeah. You tell him, Tucker.
He does have a good point.
And a bunch of other people passionate about paving jumped in, yelling and insulting each other. One said, "Sounds like you never even set foot on a real job site, noob."
Oh, no.
Devo dropped the hammer, "I'll pave your mom."
Oh,
He went there, but in the end, I think everybody agreed with Fabio Minardo,
who said, "I always do."
I honestly think this song is meant to trigger anyone who does construction.
Jeff.
You see what happens when you try and do something nice and say a nice little thank you.
Didn't they see who was singing the song? Like, you obviously have never done any construction.
I look pretty
in your
manly
life.
In the video. If you haven't seen it. Okay, but I said we need to settle this like men. Bulldozer fight in the gravel pit.
Yeah,
5 p.m.
Oh, I'm totally there.
If you want to check out any of the songs, including today's brand new one, or if you want to look at those comments from last week, you can check it out.
I want to like them all.
On the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok. Laser Story. Stories coming up next.
Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It's the radio segment that's looking to explore his artistic side.
Oh, that's nice.
By making a 20-foot tall sculpture out of baby teeth.
Oh, whoa.
Oh,
but
geez,
there's one problem. Weird. At least the police think so. Because he only wants to use teeth that are still in the babies.
Oh, right. That's going to be
could be an issue. But that's Laser Stories. The segment where we discuss weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other skunkaroos just don't. This first laser story is out of Huntington, West Virginia. A TV reporter named Tori Yorgi was reporting on a broken water main on a downtown street when the unthinkable happened, and she was hit by a car.
That's terrible.
Luckily, she's okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
And we actually have audio of the lead news anchor setting up her report and then tossing it to her when the accident occurred.
Shut up.
No way.
She better get an Emmy or something for this.
Well, let's listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Three's Tori Yorgi joins us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Got hit by a car, but I'm okay. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on
okay.
TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Okay, it's the second time it's happened.
She's so calm.
I'm starting to think it's her fault somehow.
And how are news anchors the most stereotypical people? Do you hear how the guy was just like, well, that's a first for TV?
Yeah. No reaction whatsoever.
He didn't seem real concerned.
No, not at all. No, I've been doing this for 40 years.
Is she an intern or what?
So, you guys only heard the audio, but the video of this is actually way more incredible. Because
how fast was the car going?
It's not going super fast.
Okay.
And the thing is, Tori doesn't have a camera person there with her.
Oh, man, I have done this. I have been at these TV stations where you do it all. You bring the camera, you set it up, you back up. It's rough,
so man. So after she got hit by the car, she had the wherewithal to not only get back up, but recenter her camera.
Oh, yeah, girl.
And then keep reporting.
But that's a real professional.
Before she could finish, the news anchor at the desk who just watched all this happen had a very important question he needed to ask her.
Oh, no.
So
you know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
I don't even... Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even know.
Screen.
I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes.
How is the car? Is the car flying? How is the car gonna bump you up high, Tim?
Come on, Tim.
Like,
Brooke,
what?
You know
that's
that
the question,
if
Tim.
If you ever got hit by a car, Brooke, I would ask you if you got hit low or high.
Screw Tim.
I don't like Tim.
At all.
Wow. Not the person that hit her with the car.
Just Tim.
Screw the news anchor.
Did you get hit?
A few moments later, Tori was able to shake it off and finish her report about the water main break.
Wow.
I know that's what you're worried
to the
about,
driver?
Right?
Like, didn't he ask, like, hey, where did the driver go? Was it a hit and run? Should we call
Brooke,
the
do you want to go work for the news?
Yeah.
What are you
This next laser story is out of South Dakota. A newly married 22-year-old woman named Leah Wilson was feeling a little bit overwhelmed in her marriage and just needed a break from her husband.
Aww. Girl, jumped into that early. 22, man.
Yikes.
So instead of talking to him rationally or maybe planning a weekend away, she came up with an even better idea and staged her own kidnapping from a Domino's pizza restaurant.
Oh, my God!
Must have been really annoying.
What?
Leah worked there as a delivery driver and called her husband around closing time, saying that she was surrounded by multiple people who were holding guns and demanding money.
You know, that's only only going to make your husband blow up your phone more. Like, that's not going to get rid of him.
Then she hung up.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Her husband immediately called 911 and told them what was going on.
Well, thank God. Can you imagine if he just hung up the phone and go, thank God. Got rid of that one.
Hope she calls back. Didn't really hear the last thing she said.
the news anchor, if that was his weapon, are they pointing at the guns high or low? But police were able to ping the woman's phone to a fast food restaurant about 60 miles away.
Whoa.
And in a matter of minutes, a SWAT team swarmed her car where they found Leah and another man inside doing things.
She didn't even ditch her phone?
After being questioned, she admitted that she'd never been kidnapped. She faked the whole thing because she just wanted a break from marriage.
Oh.
Sad.
Okay, Leah, maybe we shouldn't have gotten married.
Afterwards, she was charged with attempting grand theft and making a false report to authorities.
Wow.
Good.
This next laser story is out of Fashion Forward headquarters. We already know what the biggest trend for men will be this year. As the Wall Street Journal declared, dudes will be all about dressing like a kid.
I'm sorry, what?
I accidentally almost bought some kid shirts recently.
This isn't popping up out of the blue either. The kidcore trend has already begun to emerge in recent years with celebrities like Pete Davidson and Justin Bieber, who are dressing more like tweenagers, wearing beaded charm necklaces and tie-dye in bright colors.
Yeah, baby!
So, my kid's really into dinosaur sweatpants right now. Do you guys want to borrow a pair?
I almost bought a dinosaur t-shirt the other day.
Okay.
And I literally went to check out, and it was like, where's the large? And it's like,
toddler.
The reason is because it takes us back to a time before we started dressing to look cool, and we actually just wore what we liked.
Totally. That's a good point.
I'll tell you, you can't get a four-year-old into itchy pants, no matter how hard you try.
In fact, a fashion tracking company found that last year, kidcore was one of the top trends thanks to searches for items like cartoon Crocs and funny overalls. It's going to be interesting to see how this trend develops.
Alexis, did you see that guy? He was like, looked like 12.
They never like match anymore. Like the tops, it's like tie-dye and stripes. It's backwards.
Hot, you mean?
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the study of life, bro. If there's one adage that everyone should know, it's that money can't buy happiness.
But
that's true.
Some people just can't resist. A new survey found 88% of people have spent money on something just to make themselves happier. Travel and food were the top things that people bought.
Oh, for sure.
I just bought plane tickets this week.
It feels good.
It made me happy.
You just said this wasn't true, but
I was going to say it made me happy.
You perked.
After that, it's followed by clothes and shoes.
Yeah.
And when given a choice between money or love, 67% said they thought money would make them happier.
It doesn't talk back.
No, it's not like, annoying. I mean, if you're happy when you're poor, then you'll be happy when you're rich. I mean, if you're sad when you're poor, you'll probably be sad all the time.
So I'm always going to be sad.
Okay.
There's one big problem with that. It has nothing to do with inflation or supply chain shortages. It's that spending only brings temporary happiness.
Okay, that makes sense.
54% of people said they were actually able to buy themselves happiness, but it was short-lived.
Well, happiness is always short-lived, isn't it?
You keep really switching aside.
I'm just saying. You can't always be happy. It's impossible.
Okay.
43% admit that they've gone into debt trying to get happier. Meanwhile, there's another take. 70% of people say that money can buy less stress.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's a different way to put it.
And there's even a final take from someone who says, if you're getting freaky with a shoe, you don't even care about money.
Oh. I haven't tried that one.
You should, because, I mean, listen to just how happy this guy sounds.
You don't think that's love? That's not love.
That's happiness.
Okay.
And that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Picture yourself kind of like a travel blogger.
Okay.
Attractive single lady enjoying time on vacation. And this handsome, mysterious man approaches you on the beach.
Why, hello.
And starts chatting you up.
Okay.
The dream.
Take me now.
Brooke, stop fanning yourself right now. This isn't spring
break. Sounded good. Okay. I just really like this dream.
But just as quickly as he came up.
Uh-oh, my pants are off?
No.
Oh, whoa.
He suddenly disappears.
Yeah. Put him back on, Brooke.
No, Brooke's like, I'm keeping the pants off just in case.
So what do you do at that point? You really have three options.
Right now,
slip some cash to the hotel bellhop to find out where this guy's room is.
Ooh.
Okay. That's a little creepy.
B, move on with your life and spend the next 50 years wondering what if. Oh. Or option C, make a TikTok video about it and have it go viral.
C.
One lady chose option C.
Yeah.
And the hunt to find him was on. You will not believe what she found.
Ooh.
We'll tell you coming up at 7:10.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You wanted more of it, and we're bringing it back. Our new segment called...
Woo! TikTok Click Shock!
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I like this.
That's TikTok Click Shock. Because you're so shocked at how many clicks that viral TikTok video is getting right now.
Oh my God, we actually worked the name into meaning something?
Yeah.
I didn't get that last
sentence.
I didn't get it last time.
Anyway, we got some of the biggest TikToks from the past week. Well, TikTok has a popular hashtag on it called Help Me Find Him. That tag alone has 170 million posts from users asking unofficial internet investigators to help them reunite with strangers that they met.
Which can either be really sweet or super creepy.
Yeah.
True.
You know?
It's the modern version of Craigslist misconnection.
Right.
So Mika's post said, TikTok, help me find this man I met in Miami. And she posted a video of her and the dude on a beach, like playing together in the waves.
Okay.
So,
oh my God, they're so cute.
There's some still shots. It's a really good looking guy, cute girl.
They already look like a cute couple.
They do. Yeah. They look like they're together.
They got so chemistry.
Mika said they had some flirty conversation and she said, I think he mentioned that he's from Detroit.
Okay.
And since it's TikTok, she posted that video to the song Breaking My Heart by Mint Condition.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, some slow jams.
I like this.
90s slow jams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brooke used to make out in the back of her car to this one.
You know, I was driving that Dodge Daytona.
So, of course, that video immediately went viral, getting 4.6 million views.
Wow.
Mika's video, not Brooke in her high school.
Yeah.
That one only has 2 million.
That would get banned. Were people able to find this guy?
Well, she added a bunch of stuff on there to try and get people more interested, put heart emojis all over it.
I like this.
And she told her 16,000 followers, I was lit when he gave me his number, so I'm counting on y'all to find him.
Oh,
hopefully he ain't married.
Wait, she already has his number and he's not answering?
Yeah, that's the weird part.
But figure it out, girl.
Shortly after the video began to circulate, she shared an update that the man's wife of 6 years had contacted her through DM.
Oh, there we go. That's why I'm like, he's not texting you back for a reason.
Yeah.
It's too good. I mean, but she was like, I was lit. Maybe I wrote the number down wrong.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So Mika at that point had to tell all her followers, unfortunately, I won't be reaching out to him now.
Unfortunately.
He's got a wife.
Yeah, why is he taking pictures like this?
Because he doesn't know TikTok.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
So the dude's wife did make one request, though. She told Mika, can you please not delete the video? She said, I don't want him lying about this, too. Which is savage.
I love when the girls team up.
Yeah.
He wasn't even supposed to be in Miami, you bet.
Yeah.
Did you notice a lying about this too?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This isn't his first offense, I'm guessing. So the married guy's name is AJ. He's a fitness trainer.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
makes sense. When he heard from his wife, he immediately went on TikTok insisting that he's innocent. Quote, there was never no cheating and never no attempting to cheat. And he suggested Mika get professional counseling. Quote, you capping hard.
Okay.
Yeah,
sir, you're literally holding hands with this stranger in this picture while you're in bathing suits in the ocean.
Yeah.
And by the way, never no cheating and never no attempting to cheat means always cheating.
Oh, double negative.
But, you know, I can't expect the fitness trainer to be really good with that sort of stuff.
I like how Jeffrey's more mad about the grammar.
Yeah.
He's just like, listen, bro.
Get it right.
Okay.
That's what happens on TikTok Click Shock. Your next...
Woo! TikTok Click Shock!
It's a disturbing new trend that my co-host may have heard of before. It's called Sleepy Chicken.
What?
Oh.
I feel like I'm a sleepy chicken.
I do follow a lady who is drinking with chickens. And she posts like her cocktails with her pet chickens all the time. And I really like it. I'm really
I don't think that's trending in my opinion.
TikTok is lit.
Maybe it's the algorithm from where I'm from or something.
But... Hashtag sad women drinking alone with their pets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just chickens.
No, it's much different than that. This was first posted by a guy named Rob Flo, and he's in the kitchen doing a homemade chicken dish using a couple of raw chicken breasts, and he coats them in a thick layer of NyQuil.
What?
Dang, bro,
Here you go.
Oh, what?
And so then he cooks it up, and when he's done, the chicken comes out with this glowing blue tint to it.
That cannot be healthy.
It kind of looks like blue medicine-y Gatorade in chicken form.
That has got to, like, hurt your body.
How is
it
a lot of NyQuil?
It's chemicals.
So Rob explains in the video, he says that his wife recently got sick, and he sometimes uses this recipe as a, quote, magic remedy.
Why do I feel like that's just overdosing on NyQuil?
Yeah. What happens to the medicine when you cook it?
Well, actually, doctors warn everybody that if you cook medicine, it boils off all the water and the alcohol in it, and it just leaves the chicken saturated with super concentrated drugs.
Ew. Oh.
So he's just getting his wife high.
She's falling asleep right after dinner.
Yeah.
So that video got 4.7 million views. Over 500,000 likes, and of course, a lot of people started trying it themselves, cooking up their own sleepy chicken dishes.
Why are we so dumb?
His wife has been sleeping for 5 days. Why would you want to do that?
So yeah, all the doctors are coming up being like, do not do this.
Yeah, which you shouldn't even have to say that.
And it looks so disgusting. I'm sorry, that would make me ill.
They say if you ate one of those cooked sleepy chicken cutlets, it'd be like chugging a whole bottle of NyQuil all at once.
What?
But they're urging the public to please just let this trend die out quickly.
Don't
keep it going.
This is going to be like the Tide Pod Challenge.
I mean, the Tide Pods would be the appetizer to this dish.
Oh, yeah,
that's what it would be. Totally.
I'm like, when are we going to start cooking Pepto into that?
Oh, the pink drink.
Yeah, get like gassy chicken.
What does Pepto do? Does
it helps
hurt?
With nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Okay, that doesn't make me hungry at all.
This was all disgusting.
What? Why do you both know that?
Because
of the commercials.
Did you not watch it?
No.
Okay. Anyway, those are your TikTok click shock stories for the day.
Yeah.
Phone tap's coming up. All right, in today's phone tap, how would you feel if a business called and said, guess what? You're our customer of the year. Because of that, we want to give you a bunch of free stuff. And you love their product. Would you be into it?
Yeah, give me all the stuff.
I mean, you got me hyped right now.
Yeah, of course you'd be into it. And that's why we call a guy today saying that he is our pizza customer of the year.
Oh my gosh, free pizza? Dream. That's awesome.
In order to collect, there is a catch. Will he still go through with it? We're going to find out with your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jan from Greasy Pizza. I'm looking to speak with Adam.
Yeah, this is Adam.
Well, hi, Adam. Great news. You've been selected as our customer of the year. Congratulations.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What, really?
Yes.
What did I do to deserve it?
Well, you've just been the best. I mean, our records show that you've ordered a lot of pizza this year. I mean, you are keeping us busy.
Yeah, I love you guys.
We can tell. We feel that. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Yeah, man, this is awesome.
It is great. It gets even better because we'd love to send you some prizes, you know, give you some of our pizza swag as a thank you for being such a loyal customer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's do this.
Now, before I let you go, I was just hoping that you could do us a little favor.
Of course. Absolutely.
Great. So we're just hoping that as our customer of the year, you could show us some love on your socials.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I don't have a lot of social media, but like I can totally do that. No problem.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You know, you could just wear some of the swag we send you, take some pictures or videos, you know, nothing inappropriate.
Yeah.
Last year's winner kept making that extra sausage joke.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I won't make that one then.
Good. We do not want to go there. Okay.
Okay.
Actually, do you have a pen? I'm just going to give you a couple notes of what we would like you to write.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get a pen real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
Great. So now in your first post, maybe you're like wrapped in the pizza blanket we're sending you. And then if you could just write, Greasy's pizza is always fresh when I open the box, which is more than I can say for Corey's pizza.
Okay. Why are you slamming Salvatore's pizza, though?
Well, you know, they're our competitor. We just take a little jab at them.
It's
just fun and playful. I mean, they won't mind.
Okay, well, it's me that's saying it, though. Is that, mm-hmm. that okay? Like, laying mad at me?
They do it to us all the time. So, for the second post, if you could just write, I just love Greasy Pizza's cheese pizza. His cheesy pizza isn't even FDA approved.
What?
I found a hypodermic needle in theirs once.
Whoa.
What?
No, hold on. I don't know if I can say that, though.
About the cheesiest pizza part?
No. You know, about the needle in there. I mean, that didn't happen. Like, couldn't I get into trouble for this?
Oh, no. It's just a goof. You know, we're just teasing them.
Okay, but saying that there's a hypodermic needle in a pizza I found doesn't sound like a fun sense of humor thing. That sounds more like something you would see on the news, you know? Like, it's a safety health hazard. Get a lot of trouble.
Okay, so you're feeling a little sensitive about that. How about this? Are you comfortable just saying their employees don't wash their hands while making the pizza?
No. I'm not comfortable saying any of this stuff, man. I'm sorry to be a bummer, but I'm just not comfortable doing any of this. Can I just say something good about your pizza and then, like, that's it? Like, leave the other guys out of it?
Okay, I hear what you're saying. You just want to write something positive about us.
Yeah, because I actually like your pizza, you know? You guys are really good.
Okay, how about this? How about Gracie's Pizza, where all our employees aren't sexual predators like stories.
No, I can't say that.
But it was positive. That's what you asked for.
Okay, but it's also bringing that back. Why do you have to bring that into it at all? Well, I would hope that no pizza place would have that.
I'm telling you, sexual offenders, a lot of likes that you'll get on that post.
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Okay,
I appreciate it, but I just can't do it.
Listen, if you don't like to slam we do have another competitor, Brooke and Jeffries. I mean, you could say something about how their second dates are lame and their phone taps aren't funny.
What?
This is actually Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Your roommate Theo set you up.
Theo?
Dude, he says you order from this pizza place every week and he just wanted to mess with you.
No way.
I still don't see the problem with the hypodermic needle post. I mean, that was fun.
I was like, why would this pizza place want me to say that? That's so criminal.
But I have heard they don't wash their hands. That part is true.
Come on. Well, I'm not posting it anyway.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Things to do before my date.
Okay.
One, brush my teeth.
Good idea.
Okay.
Two, wear underwear. Not like yesterday and the whole week before that.
I don't think they're a necessity. Is that just me?
I don't know. I feel like it's optional.
Buy underwear. Let me write that down.
Buy underwear. You need to start from the beginning.
And three, always clean out your back seat so that when your date gets into your car, she doesn't try and tuck and roll out onto the freeway.
Oh, wow.
Oops.
She didn't make it.
That was dark.
You didn't roll.
Why is the underwear so creepy now?
Why do I bring that up? Because one of our listeners forgot something that he had in his car.
Uh-oh.
And he's worried that it may have sunk his chances at another hangout. But, you know, just like any good call, things aren't always what they seem.
Hmm.
We're going to find out the truth when we do your brand new second date update next.
Second date update.
Hey, what should a sick bird do?
What?
Get tweetment.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, but one of our listeners emailed the show saying he's worried he may have made a bad joke or two when he was on his date, and I just wanted to throw one out there.
You better worry he may be coming for your job.
Well, I know.
He's better at it than you are.
I didn't want him to feel self-conscious about it when he told us. His name's Kyle. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
You can barely contain your laughter, right, Kyle?
Okay. Pretty funny.
Yeah. Kyle, what did Sushi A say to Sushi B?
No. Wait, I want to know what.
I have no idea.
Wasabi.
Wasabi.
Okay, see, there you go, Kyle. Your jokes couldn't possibly have been much worse than those. And Brooke promises to laugh when she hears you say them.
I don't, but...
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute. But first, tell us about the lady you went out with. What's her name?
Well, her name is Sasha.
Okay.
I met her at a friend's party. She was wearing a beautiful red dress, but she looked really, really worn out.
Oh, wait.
Yikes. I didn't either.
I could see through her, like, the bags underneath her eyes that she was pretty special.
Wow.
None of these sounds like compliments, bro.
Well, I was, you know, I wanted to know more about her. I didn't know why she was so tired.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, I guess standing out is standing out.
Yeah, right?
Did you ever find out why she looked so tired?
Well, yeah, she's actually a paralegal, so she was up working on this big case with her boss.
Okay.
Oh, I got you.
I mean, so you actually read it right, I guess, which is a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, called it.
Okay.
All right.
So how did you parlay a conversation about how exhausted she looked into a date?
So I asked her, you know, if she was so tired, I could carry her into the bedroom and lay her down to sleep, but didn't think that was funny.
I am confused. Oh,
I got it.
That was his joke?
Oh,
I got
joke.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
I would be appalled.
Yeah.
I like it now that I know you're kidding. But...
Yeah, I mean, of course I was kidding, you know.
Okay.
Okay. Did she laugh?
Yeah. Did she know?
Not at first, but then I said she could carry me.
Okay. All right.
You know what, guys? I can defend him. He's one of those funny guys that you have to be there. You know,
right.
You maybe don't get it in context.
She was there and she didn't laugh.
Right. And she'd been up all night. She's exhausted. She's at this party. And then
that's what we call a tough crowd, bro.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, you ended up getting a date with her, right, Kyle?
Somehow.
Yes. Well, yeah, I got her number from a friend. And texted her, and eventually we did go out.
Oh, you did go out.
Good.
Interesting. And what was that like? I'm just shocked, Jeffrey. Okay, just let me.
Why do you think he's calling us right now?
Well, sometimes that's all the date is for people.
Just
it's
one
like meeting at a
joke.
Party. We've had a lot of those.
That's true.
So what did you guys do for your date?
So I picked her up, and we went out to dinner. But on the way to dinner, she noticed that I had a bunch of, like, kids' toys in my back seat, and she asked about them. Like, I think she thought that I had a family.
Any adult should ask.
Mm-hmm. And I explained to her that the toys are for this toy drive at the church I go to.
Oh,
but I guess when I explained it, I was kind of nervous or something, and maybe she thought I was lying.
She's like, why do you also have a bunch of ice cream and, like, children's music playing everywhere you go?
Why does this van have no windows?
Yeah.
What next?
Yeah, where did we go from her thinking that maybe you had a family?
Okay, so we had dinner. It went really good. You know, she's into sports.
Cool.
She likes football, and I like football as well, so that's something that I figured we could bond over.
Okay.
That's good.
Did that carry the conversation for a while?
Yeah, well, her favorite team is like a rival of my favorite team.
Ooh.
So there was like some banter back and forth.
I always think it's cute when couples have that, you know, where they're like going for opposite teams.
Yeah,
when couples fight with each other.
Yeah,
you think that's cute?
I kind of like it.
Well, that's good. At least
no,
now you guys are starting to vibe a little bit on the day and the connections.
Even through a rivalry.
Through.
Yeah, it was good, playful banter between us.
Okay.
I will say, Brooke, it is nice when they can make couples bets, you know?
And it shows that, like, you both truly love the sport, that you're rooting for different things.
Yeah.
You're not just some bandwagoner
That's
going
what I do.
On.
Yeah.
You're not Alexis.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than that. Someone that just fakes it.
She just wears a jersey that just says football on it.
Yeah.
But sport.
How did the night end for you, Kyle?
So after dinner, I drove her home. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I thought everything went well, so... I leaned in to give her a kiss, and she just kind of turned her head and jumped out of the car and took off.
I wasn't moving still.
We took running or like...
Yeah.
I was stopped. I mean, you know, but she just kind of said, all right, good night, and then just kind of jumped out of the car.
Still tucked and rolled.
Were you like, oh, no, the kiss was a joke also. Do you get it?
Yeah,
well,
funny.
That is, all kidding aside, that's kind of rough when you physically move in towards someone and then they physically move away from you.
But it's a first date. You know, like, everybody has different comfort levels on a first date.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't necessarily mean she didn't like you.
Yeah.
But it does mean he read it wrong.
Okay,
well,
so which part of that night are you thinking may have been the dagger for you?
Oh, gosh. I mean, in hindsight, I guess it's probably maybe the kids' toys in the car. Maybe she thinks that I have a family or something. I'm cheating on my wife. I don't know.
She thinks you're just making up an excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, I even had my friend call her and vouch for me, let her know that I'm not married. I don't have any kids.
Okay, well,
that's one of those, like, doth protest too much.
Well, now we're going to have an entire radio show call her and say the same thing. So hopefully it'll work better when we play a song, we come back, we'll call Sasha for you, and we'll try and get you a second date update, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Second date update. Everybody knows the secret to any good relationship is what, Brooke? Don't say waterbed, please.
Trust, communication,
okay,
respect.
I was looking for one thing.
I don't know.
Communication.
Wow.
Yes. I was going for good communication.
I got it. Got it in there.
Eventually got it.
Okay.
But unfortunately for Kyle, communication was a little bit off during his first date with Sasha because he made some jokes that she didn't quite get.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not sure if we really got them either, but he made them. Also had to explain why there was a bunch of children's toys in the back seat of his car.
Yeah.
I often do too, so yeah. Okay. Don't blame him.
We've all been there.
No, he actually had a legit reason.
Yeah,
though.
Donating them to right. charity.
Yeah, a charity with a church he works with.
And he also missed out on a first kiss. I guess you didn't read that right, but
mm-hmm. yeah.
clearly, communication was off, but Kyle is hoping True. That we can get things back on track and realign with this second date. Am I right, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that we can straighten this out and move forward with this beautiful girl.
I guess all okay. we need to do is just clarify. Look at, that's actually true.
And we're not calling her tired girl anymore, which is yeah. already, we're moving forward.
It is a little early. She may yeah. be tired, bro. We don't want to promise anything.
Okay.
She may answer. Yeah. We want to ask her that off the get.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask that if I were you guys.
Okay, okay.
Good.
Thank
I'm glad you. That we communicated about See? That before the call. This is going to make things go so much smoother. I'm ready to dial her number right now. Are you ready, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Sasha.
Hi, this is she.
Hey, Sasha, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Do I need to speak louder? My name's Jeffrey
no,
from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. It's a radio show.
We're just not that popular,
Jeff. Okay, what's going on?
Well. Okay, well,
we're doing something called a second date update, and we're trying to help one of our listeners get in touch with you because you went out with him the other night. His name's Kyle.
Why did he contact? Kyle contacted you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a listener of ours.
He's been trying to get in touch with you after your date, but he's been having a hard time doing that, so he's using us to reach you.
I see.
It sounds like he's had quite a few people call you. He also told us that his friend called you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happened.
Okay. It's probably a lot.
So all that's checking out. We're trying to understand how you feel about Kyle. Like, how did that date go?
I mean, when I first met him, I thought he was kind of quirky, but I actually thought it was kind of cute.
Good.
You're talking about when you met him at the party?
Yeah, like when he came on to me, I can see that he was a little nervous, a little quirky at the same time. But like I said, I thought it was cute.
Sweet.
Okay. But did that same feeling not continue when you went out to dinner with him?
Yeah. So when we went out to dinner, that's when it kind of all went left.
Okay.
When we were at dinner, he just, his body language kind of changed. You know, he kept adjusting, you know, down there. So.
Yeah. During dinner?
Yeah, I know it's embarrassing to say, but he looks physically uncomfortable.
Ooh.
Oh.
What?
Wait, are you sure? Like, sometimes we just adjust because it's fun. Like, it's
or is it more like an itching thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you know? Nice. Well, I'm just saying it's like...
I don't want to say, but I mean, it looked like it was frequent, and it looked like he was adjusting very often.
Ooh.
Huh.
Yeah.
That would make it really hard to concentrate on, like, conversation
yeah.
or anything right. else.
Right. You know, I don't think he noticed that I noticed, but it kind of threw me off.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, what do you think was going on?
I don't know. I didn't know if he just didn't bathe down there. And...
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it could have been a bathroom thing because even on the way home, he just said that he had to make like a pit stop randomly. And then after we made that stop, I was like, okay, he just ran out the car.
Oh,
what?
Oh.
Had to go.
Weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, aren't you curious a little bit about what was going on?
I mean, not really, but...
Okay.
I'm the only one that wants to know. That, really? Come on, guys.
That's enough of a yes that I need in order to let you know that Kyle's been on the other line listening this entire time, and he wants to talk to you.
Wait, what are you talking about? You're joking. He's not on the phone.
No, he is. At least I think he's still there. Kyle, hands back on the phone. We want to talk to you again.
At least one Stop. Hand.
Hi, Sasha. How you doing?
Oh, wow. Oh, hey, Kyle.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. I thought we were having a good date.
Bro, did you not just hear what she said? Yeah.
Okay, be kind. She's embarrassed.
What was going on there? Do you know that you were doing that?
Yeah, I guess I kind of made known that I was a little bit uncomfortable. I was trying to, you know, just ignore it.
What?
Why were you doing that, Kyle?
I mean, it's really embarrassing. You know, I didn't really want to talk about this on the radio.
I mean, if it's like a medical thing, you can just say that. We can move on, bro.
Yeah.
No, it's not really anything medical, I guess.
Did you hurt yourself? Like, I'm worried about you now, brother.
I mean, I was just, God, this is so embarrassing. So, like, before the date, a friend of mine told me to put a banana down in my pants and said it would give me some confidence during the date.
Stop. No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
What? Yeah, so, you know, I thought, like, having that down there would make it seem like a Johnson was, like, you know, bigger.
No.
So?
You actually had a banana in your pants at dinner?
Like, well, when I sat down, then it, like, it squeezed out of the banana.
Oh,
oh
no!
Gooey, squishy mess.
Stop.
Got a little fruit salad going on down here now.
Sorry. Should not laugh.
So you had smashed banana in your pants at that point?
Like, when you say it like that.
Now it just looks deformed? Like, wait, what?
Why did you sit at the dinner table the entire time just adjusting the smushed banana? Why didn't you, like, fix that?
So we were vibing off the conversation about football, and I didn't want it to stop.
Also, guys, think he stands up and some banana mash comes out of his leg. That's not going to look good either.
He had to get up at some point and walk to the car. How'd you keep it in your pants? Are you wearing tidy whiteies or something?
That's the only thing that would
carry it.
Literally fruit of the loom.
Okay.
Right? Absolutely.
Okay. Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, get into specifics about it. It's kind of embarrassing. But, yeah, that's why I had to eventually stop at the restroom on the way home.
That makes sense.
Okay. That's when you got out and cleaned up. Okay.
Right.
So, I mean, Sasha, now we're getting the truth of what was really happening. Is that changing your opinion a little bit about Kyle?
It is. It is. I wish he would have told me.
But how? I mean, really? I got to stand up for him on that one. How the hell do you approach that conversation at a dinner table on a first date? I mean, he has a lot of regret and he's learned a lesson, I think, is where we're at this point.
Uh-huh.
And he was just trying to impress you.
Yeah. That's true. Maybe he shouldn't have told me, because that probably would have been weird, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at least it wasn't like an eggplant.
Can you imagine? Hey, Sasha, I got a banana in my pants.
Hey, that line's worked for some people before, I promise you.
Yeah, guys, I'm still here. I'm still on the phone. Try it again, go on one more date.
Yeah. All right. I mean, Sasha, look at the confidence that it's taken him to stay on the line and put himself out there like this.
Yeah.
I mean, that says a lot about who he is, and I think maybe you should give him one more shot at another date, and we would pay for it.
And we'll pay for the fruit.
No, we're not paying for any fruit, no.
Not a basket or anything.
No, just the date.
Look, you're laughing, Sasha.
I don't mind going on a second date. Just make sure you leave the banana at home.
Okay.
I mean, he was just trying to impress you.
You shouldn't have to tell men that, though. You really shouldn't.
Like a literal banana hammock.
Yeah.
That's something I can agree to. I'm not bringing a banana this time.
Oh.
All right.
But if the date goes well, I might even ask you to bring the banana on a third date.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey.
Wait, what? Now it's just got weird.
Take it as a positive.
Wait, it got weird and I like it. Is what I'm saying.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Remember, I talked about this on the show a while ago, but I stuffed my pants for 1 week in middle school with a sock because I was a late bloomer and got kind of self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
And that eighth grade choice would have been a better decision than what Kyle decided to do on his date, aka Mr. Banana Pants.
Do you think his friend was joking him? And, like, Kyle missed it.
Yeah.
You know, like, took it too literal.
Kyle did have a big problem with, like, communication and understanding what was jokes and what was serious. So, his friend may have been messing with him, and it totally screwed him over on the date.
Because when you think about it, there's a lot of curve in banana.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So
yeah,
if somebody
know?
Saw that shape, I'd be
there's like,
whoa.
A stem.
Yeah.
There's just, like, a line.
Yeah, there's a stem.
It's really tiny at one side.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening there.
There was
a lot.
But
you know what? He is the most endearing banana pants guy that I've ever, like.
And he's honest.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When you tell the truth and you come clean and be honest, that really sets you free on this show.
I hope we get an update from them.
I don't know if I want an update
really?
Especially after what she said is going to happen during date three. I don't want to know.
I do.
I kind of do.
Okay. Well, she can DM you directly at Brooke Fox on Instagram. Yeah. You can reach out to Brooke and give her all the weird details about what you guys do with that banana.
Oh, no.
But only her, not everybody else. It's not an open
everybody. At Brooke Fox, how do you use your banana?
Yeah.
But if you want to get a second date update, you can always email the show, and we'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You guys might not know this, but years ago, my parents organized a family band.
A band? That doesn't surprise me at all.
Not at all. I can see you in a band with your
fam. Instead of the Jackson 5, they call themselves the Jewish 4. And that includes the Dreidelettes, who tours with them.
Oh, is that the line of dancing girls that you had?
Yeah, well, they perform all over the world together. Uh-huh. And I'm actually not allowed to join them.
But there's only four people in your family. Who's the fourth? Right.
And look, it's not because I didn't want to be a part of it. Trust me, I want in the band.
Okay.
But they always said I'm just not good enough.
Oh, Jeffrey.
And so they replaced me with a more handsome, more talented Jewish boy.
Oh.
He's my new stepbrother, Eli Fagel. Oh. They love him. They're always like, ooh, Eli this, Eli that. Eli's got a baritone that can make a rabbi moan.
Oh.
I don't want to hear it, Mom.
How did they rhymed it, too.
I know. They're so talented. But every year, I keep auditioning, hoping that I can earn my way into my own family's weird Jewish band. So that's what this is all about.
Okay.
That's why I've been doing all this singing on the radio. This next performance is going to be my new audition tape.
It's weird because your mom never texts in about how much she likes it.
No, she doesn't. Weirdly, I know.
Yeah, because she writes us about everything else.
Uh-huh. So screw you, Eli.
Yeah,
I'm kicking you out because my new song of the week is coming up.
Yay!
At 8:10. All right, it's time for another Young Jeffrey song of the week.
Yay! Let's go!
And I'm sure you've all probably noticed me lately doing my oral stretches.
I can't say that I have taken that in.
Really?
No.
Oh, I'm doing all over the office lately.
Wow. Is that what those sounds are?
That is.
Oh, I didn't want to come in the room.
At least I think that's what you're
talking about.
I don't think so.
I'm trying to prep my body for what's about to come.
Okay.
What is about to come?
This weekend is the beginning of Girl Scout cookie season.
This is what we've been training for all year.
I already saw a news article that said there's going to be a shortage of supply.
Oh no.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth right now.
Don't tell me that.
I didn't want to ruin my day, so I didn't click on it, but that's what the headline said.
Everything is a shortage.
That can't be true, because just like every single year, I'm going to let this ravage me.
Okay.
What do you go with? What one is your favorite?
I'm a Samoa guy, but I don't know. Go ahead. Try and name a bad cookie.
I dare you, because I gotta say,
the tagalong's not my favorite.
Come on, you're not actually supposed to name one.
But you know that I don't like it.
She didn't say they're not good. It's just not her very favorite.
Yeah, she'd still eat them.
Seriously, Girl Scout cookies are possibly the most delicious things ever invented.
I don't know
what magical Oompa Loompa style factory operation they have going in order to make this happen, but I'm into it.
I'm like, you're telling me you made these cookies?
Yeah.
And the girl's like, no.
No.
And I'm like, wait.
Wait.
That's when I realize it's a factory.
And soon, all these little girls are going to be going to the street. Hawking their sugary products for just $5 a box.
So cheap.
So easy.
And I've already warned my bank to freeze my account if I go over $3,000.
$3,000.
Wow, that's the
It could easily happen.
Are the Girl Scouts solely funding themselves on your cookie habit alone?
It's possible. I'll admit, I do have a problem.
Yeah, okay.
Because once I open a box, I struggle on how to stop.
God, you guys, I was supposed to get hot this year. How is this ever going to happen?
It's going to
never going to happen. No. I like cookies more than I like being hot.
I can eat a whole sleeve.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yes.
In 10 seconds, probably.
Yeah, seriously.
But today, I wanted to honor all the Girl Scouts with a little song about my addiction and borderline dependence on their Girl Scout cookies.
Is this going to be happy?
It sounds healthy. It sounds like healthy songs.
It's not a healthy lifestyle, but this is the healthy way to deal with it.
Okay.
So instead of singing Olivia Rodrigo's hit song, Good For You, it's Young Jeffrey's Pigtail Crew.
I don't know if we're like shaming them or praising them right now.
I think we're praising, for sure.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's praising them and shaming ourselves.
Yes. Okay, exactly. Oh, that sounds accurate.
All right, so I'm just going to point when I'm ready. Point! The Pigtail Crew is out there waiting by the grocery. They come in troops and wear berets like little infantry. I'm on a diet, but their cookies are the best in the world. So I'll take two, no wait a minute, better make that 12. Inhale a box inside my car and then I ask myself, did I just hand $200 to a little girl? Well, here's the truth, these brownies have caught me, even when I ran out of cash. Take my credit card and go and double charge me, largely to get another colorful bag. Caramel delights, I lose the fight, munching like a garbage can raccoon. So cookie addicted, the bag I just licked it, guess I'm just that dude.
Yes.
And like a mass of hungry sharks, these girls are on the lurk. They send their parents to the office, do their dirty work. I know you love your precious daughter, lady, but I'm broke. No joke, I'm tapped.
Maybe just one tag along.
They call them Finians, but they hit this body differently. That's why my yoga pants have lost their elasticity. Cookies, I abuse them. Do-si-dos, I doze them. Make them disappear like David Copperfield illusion. I beg of you, somebody just slap. Help me, I'm a cookie monster on crack. And if I ever see a pet rock hoarding shortbread, me and Emma go cookie mad. They're organized, the perfect crime. Small girls, trained to prey on you. The empty cabin, no, I don't regret it. Plus I got more to chew. I want a box now. The new one is called Adventureful. It's a brownie cup filled with caramel. Craving is uncontrollable, like a college kid drawn to fireball. Found a tray foil in a shopping mall. I ate it off the floor of the bathroom stall. If my supply gets fully done, just check my Roomba for some cookie crumbs. This Girl Scout troop consisting of Kelsey, Chelsea, Emma, Ava, Kayla, and Beth. Was that weird? I knew all of their names. Yeah. I swear I'm only buying cookies from them. We buy and buy, I don't know why. Each time it's cookie deja vu. Famous Amos deflated, the keepers got shaded by the pigtail crow.
Be their new theme song.
It has to.
So good.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily their theme song, but it's going to be my theme
song.
I know,
I'm worried
while you're eating it.
Yeah, they're kind of extorting me, and I feel weird buying from them, but I keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. You could probably leave the ones that you drop on the bathroom floor there.
No. I'm just going to, put that in the garbage?
Okay. Some lucky rat's going to eat it?
Yeah, absolutely not.
$3,000 for
I paid $5, Brooke. Anyway.
Oh, I kind of want to be a Girl Scout now.
I don't know
for the money?
I think that you're close to being able to be age appropriate for that.
But throw crack as well.
Yes, I can't wait to try the new one. Yeah. The brown salt, the salted caramel one. Freaking joking me.
I just want to smell it.
Did they
create heaven and put it on a box for us to eat?
I
is that what they did?
We're all going to find out soon because we just can't wait for this to happen. I'm so excited.
Yes.
But text in 78592. Tell us what you thought about the song of the week. We'll put the video up with the lyrics on our Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube.
Yes.
We'll have it up on TikTok, on Instagram, on all our socials.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
Get ready, Girl Scouts. I'm coming.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Got a text into 78592 that says, why does your song make me want to buy an extra deadbolt for my door?
What?
I can't buy any more cookies.
Oh my God. They're
you
so
know,
good. Though.
You know that they can slide it in through that little mail slot.
Yeah. They'll get them to you.
You'll have to find a better way. But if you don't know what we're talking about earlier, instead of singing the song by Olivia Rodrigo, Good For You, I did my own version called Pigtail Crew for all the Girl Scouts and the Girl Guides out there working hard slinging sugar this season.
And people are loving it. We got another text that says, hey, love the song, but how did you not tell all your listeners that we can deliver cookies now? My mom is so pissed at you, Jeff.
Okay, I was hoping to keep that under wraps because I need to have as many cookies as possible. And if everybody knows about that, they're going to be taking my stash.
Like, go to the website now. I think there's links.
Or don't.
There's QR codes, man. Posters all around. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
These 8-year-olds are so tech savvy.
Yeah, they're running the world.
She's like, actually, can you fill this W-2 out for my taxes?
Yeah. But if you like the song, if you miss it, or if you want to share it with somebody else in your pigtail posse, go hit up our socials. Brooke and Jeffrey on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. Again, at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yes.
And most of all, lock your doors, hide your wallets, because they're coming.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win! Brooke's Bucks!
Got a lot of new blood coming into play you for Win Brooke's Bucks lately, Brooke. And including today's contestant, Cameron from Gig Harbor. Cameron, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you guys?
What's your blood type, Cameron? I like to know what kind of blood I'm dealing with.
The rare kind.
Oh, okay.
Cameron probably doesn't know.
They actually call me all the time because they want my blood.
Oh. Why don't you go?
I just haven't done it in a while.
Okay. All right. That's
life gets busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Cameron, we're going to send Brooke out of the studio so she doesn't ask you any more dumb questions.
Yeah. Also, Brooke passes out every time she gives blood. I know. That's why I don't do it.
Okay. Get out of here,
bro. That's why I don't do it.
This isn't about you. This is about Cameron. And Cameron, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Good luck. Your time starts now. Supersonic Concorde jet had its first commercial flights on this day in what decade?
Oh, gosh. Let's go with the 70s.
What color are the stitches on a Major League Baseball?
Red.
Which of these animals is faster, coyote or roadrunner?
Roadrunner.
What's the name of the body of water below Texas?
The Gulf of Mexico.
All right, we got that in. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And Cameron, it says that you work as a merch manager at a retail store on my phone screener. What's the hot merch right now?
Everything's a dollar.
Everything's
a dollar.
Dude, I love the dollar store. Every time I go in there, I'm like, why don't I come in here more often?
One time I was at a regular store and my dad made us drive 10 minutes out of our way because the greeting cards at the dollar store are literally $3 less than at the regular store. So I'm like, Dad, you realize you just burned probably $3 worth of gas to get to this store to save the money. But
I support him, man. That's so smart.
Yeah, it actually is. I didn't think about that
either. The older crowd loves those cards.
You can do all the happy birthday Christmas cards, spend $10. You got 10 holidays right there.
Oh, that's a smart man. Yeah. All right, Brooke, it's your turn. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. The supersonic Concorde jet had its first commercial flights on this day in what decade?
60s.
What color are the stitches on a Major League Baseball?
Red.
Which of these animals is faster, coyote or roadrunner?
Roadrunner.
What's the name of the body of water below Texas?
Gulf of Mexico.
Chris Bridges is the real name for which rapper? Jay-Z, Ludacris, or Nas?
Ludacris.
What's the smallest prime number?
Zero.
All right. Those are the guesses. We're going to go to the scoreboard and see how you guys did with Jose.
I'm going to go with a manned private part.
Well, on you.
Cameron, you got 3 correct today.
Nice.
Okay, and Brooke. Brooke, you also got 3.
Oh, I tied him, Cameron.
Cameron, I'm sorry. Ty does go to the house on this. Let's go over the answers, though. The supersonic Concorde jet had its first commercial flights on this day in the 1970s, specifically 1976. The stitches on a Major League Baseball are colored red. Between a coyote and a roadrunner, a coyote is actually faster. It can run up to 40 miles per hour. A roadrunner goes up to 26.
Wait, you're telling me that cartoons aren't accurate to physics?
No, not based on reality.
What about when the anvil falls on them? They still live, right?
I know. What about the
definitely.
Dynamite?
Yeah, okay.
The TNT.
Yeah. And the piano that can hit your head and then just turn your teeth into a piano.
Totally.
Everything else is accurate.
Yeah, we're going to try all that after the show.
Okay, good.
Just
checking.
The name of the body of water below Texas is the Gulf of Mexico. Chris Bridges is the real name for rapper Ludacris.
Luda.
And the smallest prime number is 2.
I think I forget what a prime number is.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to act like I knew. Like, yeah, Brooke, you dummy. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's because you can buy everything on Amazon Prime in 2s.
Yeah.
Let's just go with that.
I need to look it back up before my daughter gets to that in her math class.
So, Cameron, unfortunately, we can't give you any money here. But just for playing, you get to learn.
Oh, cool.
Is that really a prize?
That's just what we just did doing this game.
But learn and play hockey because you're getting tickets to Pacific Science Center's interactive exhibit, Hockey Faster Than Ever.
Cool.
It's really awesome. It's for all ages. You're going to want to check it out. They have tickets available at PacSci.org. Be curious.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for playing. We'll be back to do Winbrook's Bucks same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.